with scores, highlights, and headlines for all professional and collegiate sports. Get hyped for 107.7 The Bronc Retro's
The Overtime.
Welcome to The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, WRRC2, a 2024 nominee for an Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award for Best Online / Streaming Radio Station in the Nation, and winner of a 2022 and 2023 IBS Media Award for Best Sports Update. I'm Zach Jones. We started in Boston, where the Knicks visited the Celtics in a premier matchup between two of the East's best teams as they clashed for a battle at TD Garden, but this game was more of a beatdown as the Knicks were crushing the Celtics by halftime with an astounding 69-48 score. This was thanks to the amazing performance of one Jalen Brunson.
Brunson fires another three. He's got back-to-back three-pointers.
Audio was provided by the NBA YouTube channel. Brunson finished with an absurd 39 points as he easily led the game in scoring. Dante DiVincenzo also chipped in with a solid 17 points, but for the Celtics, not a single player could reach the 20-point threshold as almost all of their players struggled, allowing the Knicks to have an easy 118-109 win as they knocked off the best team in the league, grabbed their 40th win of the season, and looked to stay hot during playoff time. Now we go out to Atlanta, where the Mets and the Braves had a split series at 1-1 as the Mets look to get back on track with consecutive series wins. This was already apparent in the third inning once the Mets sprung out to a 7-0 lead, capped off with a DJ Stewart home run.
That's into deep right field. Acuna looks up and it's out of here. DJ Stewart with a two-run homer. And the Mets have put the hammer down against Alan Winans in the third.
Audio was provided by the New York Mets YouTube channel, but the Mets weren't done yet as they went on to score 8 more runs over the rest of the game, which called former Met Luis Guillorme to pitch for the Braves as they completely gave up, but not before Tyrone Taylor hit a pinch hit grand slam off of Luis Guillorme, putting up an astounding 16-4 lead that held until the end of the game as the Mets improved to 5-7 and win their second consecutive series as they look to continue to stay hot as the season progresses. This has been The Overtime on 107.7 The Bronc Retro, nominated for two 2024 IBS Media Awards, including Best Online / Streaming Radio College Radio Station and Best Underwriting Announcement for Fidelo's One Pizza in Lawrenceville. I'm Zach Jones.
And we are officially over time. Before you start throwing punches, know that you can listen to all past and future episodes of The Overtime at 107.7thebronc.com/overtime. Just click on your podcasting platform of choice. Let's get back into the music that made the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s only on 107.7 The Bronc Retro.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?